6:18 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. In studio, Charlie Norman, who is one of three independent candidates for mayor of Maury County because of filing deadlines and things of that nature. And it looks like Andy Ogles is withdrawing from the race as a GOP nominee. It looks like you're only going to have three independent candidates, and they're all Republican-affiliated. And you are one of those three. Sheila Butt, who we're going to have in, former state rep, will be here, and former County Mayor Charles Norman will be here as well. We'll invite him. I'm sure they'll come in, and we'll talk about it. What is it that that you're going to do? Why would you do a better job as mayor of Maury County, which I think under Andy Ogle's leadership, I think everybody would agree, has really shined out there as a leading example of liberty and economic growth over the past 4 years. What will you do better than Sheila Butt and Charles Norman as county mayor?
And you're exactly right. Andy Ogles has done a great job. When Andy Ogles ran, I thought, how in the world did we get this guy in our county to be the mayor? Usually we get nice guys, good guys, but old retired guys that are nice but really don't know how to run the county. And when Andy came in, there were so many departments that were just a mess. Legally, things being shut down. He fixed all that.
How many employees in the county?
I'm not sure. So, and then when COVID came, he protected us. I mean, he stood against the mandates. He stood for the jobs. He stood for the people to keep the county open. And so, honestly, the most important thing I can do is continue that. Continue the things that Andy did to be able to stand for those things. Of course, Maury County, they say, is the fastest growing county in the state. And so there's growth. So you have to deal with that. And so manage growth, organize growth instead of a sprawl, to not let our beautiful county be destroyed by people that just want to come in and make money. And so those are things you have to work with. Being able to fund and finance that, we're going to have to work on that because the impact fees we don't have for our county, and so we have to be able to pay for all the new schools, all the infrastructure that has to be done. So there's things you can work with the builders where they're doing voluntary impact fees in order to build so they can help pay for the new schools that are coming.
So they're doing voluntary impact fees.
They are.
How long have they been doing that?
That's something Andy's just working on with the builders to come in where, all right, if you come in and build, we're going to have to put new schools here, and we need money for that. And so they're willing to do that. And so there are other ways to do it without raising property tax, especially for those seniors. My parents have lived in their home and farm for 55 years. Their kids are already done and gone. They don't have kids in the school. Their property tax shouldn't have to be raised to put the next generation all the new people
in. The farm that you grew up in for the first 12 years in Santa Fe, they still live on that farm.
They do. They rented it out while they were gone. Dad retired and moved back. He told us kids, don't date anybody up here because when I retire, I'm moving all of you back. Two came and two are still in Iowa.
How many acres, by the way, do they have?
How many acres?
How many acres?
250.
250?
Yeah.
And is it? Are they? Do they rent it out? Or
it's they sold the cattle, but the cattle are still on there. They rent the fields and the hay fields. My dad's 84, mom's 82, so they don't have to work all that.
Smart. Let somebody else handle the cattle.
But you enjoy the beauty of the country and the quietness and the peace of all that.
Santa Fe's,
I love it.
Very
it's
pretty up there,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
The hills and things are great. And you see those family farms. You don't want those destroyed. You don't want them to come in and put stack by stack houses by each other. That's not what we want. So are there places where you can put houses and allow growth? It's a great place to be, absolutely, to be able to get new businesses in so our people from Maury County don't have to drive to Franklin and Nashville. It's amazing how many people come out of Maury County to get jobs up here. They shouldn't have to do that. You should be able to live and work in the same county. Mm-hmm. So to bring those good businesses in and to provide housing for them without having to destroy those beautiful family farms, that's one of the first things.
What level of growth do you anticipate Maury County having over the next the 4 years of the term? The term would begin, September 1st, right, of this year?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not seeing those projections, but
it'll be a lot, right?
It will be a lot, yeah.
And because if you're living in California and you look at, I could sell my house in California. I could buy a beautiful place in Maury County, which is a great place, and still have a bunch of money to put in the bank. Do you have a lot of Californians coming in now?
There are. My sons are builders, and they say most of the houses they're building now, they're building very expensive homes. They are for people moving in from California.
Most of them, yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah. What do you think it is about Tennessee that is bringing all these Californians.
What is that? I lived in California for a while.
Where did you live?
Lancaster, Antelope Valley.
That's in Southern California.
Southern California,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And high desert. And when you think of California, that's not what you think about. It was ugly and hot and bad and driving. And people literally drove 2 hours to be able to get to work and to home. And so it's a beautiful place. It's green. It's lush. The people are friendly. It's a great economy.
The people in Tennessee are nice, aren't they?
We
call it Tennessee nice.
Absolutely. We have a beautiful family in our church. They have 11 adopted children. Amazing people. They moved. They used to live in California and then Oklahoma. And all the men were so strong, they were looking for a place with freedom. They literally found Murray County and Andy's videos and started watching. So you know what? That sounds like a place.
Is that what that brought them?
They moved here because of that.
So it's that freedom.
It is.
That I suppose you could say this was sort of Andy started it as Murray County, the bastion of freedom.
It is.
That's appealing, isn't it?
It really is. The liberty and freedom that we're supposed to have. And all we want government to do is to leave us alone, to let us do what we want to do. That's what it's supposed to be. There's some structures of government that have to be there. But God says we're to pray for those who are in authority that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. Meaning, you do your job and leave us alone. Let us enjoy our life. And that's
how about a big part of this job, it seems to me, is going to be managing people internally.
Yes.
People who work for the county. But that's also dealing with people externally. A lot of these companies that want to come in, negotiating with them, what kind of management background, what kind of people skills do you have?
Right. That is major, and I think that's why that people have been asking me to run. When I spoke at that event right afterwards.
November.
Right after, I was inundated with people asking me to run for office.
And my statement really?
Was, yeah.
So when you say inundated, like people come up and said, that was such a great speech, you should run for office.
That night.
Yeah.
Dozens of people did that.
Dozens.
And I just laughed it off. Thank you. I'm a preacher, not a politician. But it didn't stop. Every month, and for the last 2 months, at least every week, somebody has asked me to run for a county mayor. Sheila Butt called me and asked me if I would run for county mayor back in January.
She called you in January.
She called me in January.
And I said, now she's running.
Now she's running.
And we'll ask her why when she comes in.
Yeah. And so we're friends, and I supported her as her candidacy up here. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, I'm a preacher, not a politician. And then she said, David, would you pray about it? Well, how do you answer that? No, I'm not going to pray about it. Of course, the only answer is yes. And she said, David, Andy's going to be running for the 5th. We need somebody in Murray County government who is good with people, good with organization, good with detail, good with all those things. And she knew that I had that. From running the nonprofits to being in ministry to working in business, she knew I had that and asked me to run.
You know, what strikes me about this race that between the three of you now, Charles Norman, the former county mayor, Sheila Butt, the former state representative, and you, there are rivalries, I suppose, but then it's also kind of, you're all friends to a degree, isn't it?
We are.
Yeah, all friends. Generally, varying degrees of conservatism, but also friendly. It's got a delightful Tennessee twist to it, I think, this particular campaign.
1 minute.
I called Charlie when I was decided I was going to run. We had a great talk. And he said, I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me know. And a friend. And so it is the last thing I want to do. I tried to get out of it for a few months. And finally said, okay, God, if you want me to do this, and I listed 7 or 8 things, okay, really hard things that wouldn't happen, that would have to be done.
And they all happened?
And they all happened.
Well, so, this will be an interesting race. And what I like about it is I think it's got the potential to be the kind of race, political race, that the founders had in mind, right?
Right.
Good people expressing their views and letting people pick who they think will be the best.
That is our representative republic.
David Baker, candidate for Murray County Mayor, pastor, author, former veteran of the Army, former paratrooper.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more after this.